This is the time of the year for red. Red wine, that is, specifically Pinot Noirs.
Ooh, nice. Joining us live in our Wine of the Week, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary. Hello, Sean.
Hey there.
Now it's cooling down a little bit. We're getting into the red wines.
But,
you know, not time to go too big, but let's ease our proverbial palate into the nice autumn weather with Pinot Noir.
Well, let's do that, and let's start with a Pinot Noir from Chile.
The 2010 Chilcas Single Vineyard Pinot Noir. Now, this is a perfect example of the high level of wines coming out of Chile now, particularly Pinot Noir. Fragrant nose, lovely aromas of violet and wild strawberry, and then in the mouth you just get notes of cherry, fresh raspberry, and juicy yellow plum. I'm not making that one up. It's really interesting. Touches of mineral, a little bit of graphite, mellow finish, $20.
Okay, let's come back to the U.S. What do you got?
How about let's go up to one of my favorite regions for Pinot Noir. Let's go to Oregon. From Yamhill County comes the family-owned winery of Toluca Lane, the 2010 Toluca Lane Pinot Noir. Now, this comes from vineyards located in Walnut Hill. Produces a wine, beautiful bouquet of dark strawberries and cola, which I really like in my Pinot Noir. And then I get these flavors of black cherry, a little bit of wild strawberry, and some cassis right in that mouth, a little pop of vanilla baking spices out on that deep, long finish. Again, $20, a really great value.
Nice. How's New Zealand when it comes to Pinot Noirs?
Well, they're really making a huge name for themselves, particularly in the cooler climate region. And the 2010 Lawson's Dry Hills Pinot Noir was Best of Show Pinot Noir at this year's San Francisco International Wine Competition, which you all know I had the pleasure of judging. Floral aromas of lavender, ripe cherry, a little touch of forest undergrowth, which is interesting. And then in the mouth, you got a rich and round mouthfeel, dark strawberry, ripe raspberry, a little black cherry. And then an interesting balance between notes of the berry fruit and tobacco, which lends an interesting long complexity, balanced finish, $23. These are all really good values.
Let's finish up with something out of California.
Well, it's from the makers of Silver Oak, believe it or not. They've got the 2010 Tuamí Vineyards. This is from the Bien Nacido Vineyards in Santa Maria Valley, California. These grapes are grown on steep hillsides, so you really get a big swing in daytime temperatures, nighttime temperatures, and it gives a lot of acidity. So you get well-defined flavors of red berry fruit, cloves, again, vibrant acidity, significant silky finish. It's a little pricey at $50, but it's a really, really great wine, really worth hunting down.
Go in on it with a friend.
Yes, go in on it with a friend. Split the bottle.
Thank you, Scott. That's Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at our website. Search Wine of the Week.